We're talking Mother Language Day, Australia. It's a melting pot of cultures, different languages and the like. Tragically, many of those languages have been lost. You know, the first languages spoken in this country by its first peoples have been lost along with those first peoples. Some of our new arrivals, however, also struggle to maintain that connection to their mother tongue and to their homes. International Mother Language Day gives us a perfect opportunity to recognise our nation as a multilingual society and highlight the importance of languages to group and identify individuality. I'm joined in studio by Anwar Akash, 2SER producer and director of the Bangla Academy Australia. Anwar, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the daily program. Now, Anwar, English isn't your first language. How difficult was it when you first came to Australia to kind of adjust?
English was not my first language, though. But from my childhood, I have learned a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and from the track of my, you know, education background and my, you know, work, I just learned a little bit. But still, it was, you know, a struggling situation. So I had, you know, a lot of problem to understand the Australian accents, and especially, you know, some English words was, you know, very difficult. Even nowadays, after 22 years, I still find, you know, difficulties when I'm talking or communicating with the Australian, you know, general people.
Mm. When you first came 22 years ago, was there still quite a close-knit community of people you could speak your own mother tongue to?
There was very few. I mean, nowadays that has developed a lot. In the beginning, I could hardly find people that, you know, train, bus, or in a ferry that, you know, people from my native language. And also there was, you know, very lack people, you know, very less people from the minority community from different part of the world. But nowadays it has increased a lot as a, you know, multilingual or multicultural country in Australia.
Does it make you appreciate the lost art of the conversation? Does it make you appreciate the need to have people around you can speak freely with?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is like, you know, first of all, we appreciate the Australian government's, you know, policy for the multilingual and multilingualism, multiculturalism society. So we have a lot of facilities, even like, you know, the industry, especially the facilities from the government, say Centrelink, ATO and RT and many other organizations,
mm-hmm.
they are giving the services in Bangla language. Not only Bangla language, it's also, you know, almost 74 languages in Australia, which we feel, you know, really grateful.
Now, International Mother Tongue Day, International Mother Language Day, can you give us some of the background? How long has this actually been around?
That's been around for quite a long time. Since actually the people been neglected to speak in their own language, native language, especially in Australia, you think about the indigenous languages. From Bangladesh point of view, I can say that, you know, there was a lot of people been, you know, harassed, been tortured, been brutally killed for the language purpose. Especially there was a language movement happened during 1952. That time there was some people in Bangladesh, some students, they've been killed. I can say a few of the names, Rafiq, Salam, Barkat, Jabbar. You know, those students, they just simply love their language and they wanted to speak in Bangla. But the ruler, you know, the military ruler, they just said, no, you cannot speak. You have to speak in Urdu. So that they just, you know, confronted and they just, you know, came to a language movement. So that since then, actually, it was established. And if you ask me how long that's been established internationally, yes. There was a general conference at the United Nations since 1999 that United Nations declared that International Mother Language Day will be 21st of February. Since then, we are celebrating internationally.
Mm. And it is a day to tell your mother that you love her. I think it's a beautiful thing. Tell your mother you love her in your native tongue, in the mother tongue, the language that you learned, well, many would presume, from your mother sort of standing over the crib.
Yes, I received so much, you know, communication from the wider community. Especially, I can say, last week I received a, you know, write up from a school student from here in Penrith High School. That student wants to present his paper at the Parliament House today in the seminar. So I very much welcome this kind of, you know, initiative from the students. And mm-hmm. In the paper, Imran Sarwar mentioned that, you know, he wants to say his mom. In her own language, I love you, mom, which is ma ami tumake bhalobashi.
Mm-hmm.
So how significant, you know, part is in our society, that if some people, if they can communicate only in their own language, but the whole, you know, the diversity, the, you know, developing our society, that they are simply developing with their work. So work is the main area that we can develop Australia. Mm-hmm. Language is one of the vehicle, so that if they can communicate in their own language, Chinese speaking, you know, Greek, Italian, Spanish, they are speaking in their own language, but they are working to develop Australia. Isn't it significant?
You know? Absolutely. The pride in the self, in where you've come from, and the pride sort of carrying you forward into continuing to develop this country. Now, tell me a little bit more about this My Language, My Freedom, the seminar being put on by Bangla Academy for International Mother Language Day.
My Language, My Freedom, that's a concept that actually I have worked since 2006 that we started Bangla Academy Australia, the journey. And since then, we are thinking that how we can, you know, support the community, that the minority languages that is spoken in Australia, that's been, you know, many times is not getting the, you know, right track. Even the indigenous language, you know, that since this year, that Department of Education, they have introduced for the indigenous language. And I was thinking how we can do that. So I have just, you know, developed a proposal. I have spoken to my fellow groups with the community. I was part of community with MIT, Multicultural Art Alliance and Multicultural Theatre Alliance in Australia since 1993, when I was working with Sydney Theatre Company. And I thought that's a good idea to talk with the community. So since then, I was working on it. 2011, that I have arranged a international conference at the international seminar at the University of New South Wales. That time we invited Professor Anas Zaman from Bangladesh and distinguished professors and, you know, the writers, teachers in here in Sydney. That was a you know, milestone to start the journey. And since then we are doing. And 2015, I got an invitation from the New South Wales government. And since then, we have started that celebrating at the New South Wales Parliament House.
Fabulous. So let me have a look-see here. We've got this Sunday, February 21st, at Blacktown Boys High School. We've got the book fair there from 10 a.m. through to 1 p.m. And the seminar, the workshop seminar at Epping West Public School, that's happening tomorrow, February 20th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So tell your mother that you love her in your own native tongue.
Yes.
And well, it sounds fabulous. Best of luck with that one. We'll stick a link up with the podcast or the interview so anybody can seek out some more information if they'd like it. Thanks very much for coming in.
That's good. Thank you very much. I'd like to invite all the people at the Parliament House tomorrow at the Epping West for the workshop, My Language, I Love You, Mom. And wider community, please come forward. Join us through our website, banglaacademy.com.
Thank you, Anwar.
Thank you, Sean.